memorandum to Haldeman. This is a memorandum covering my recollections on the visit to the Lincoln Memorial. When you read the full memorandum, incidentally, after you read it, you can distribute it on a very limited basis to possibly Kissinger, Ehrlichman, I'll strike Kissinger, to Ehrlichman, and anybody else who may have raised questions with regard to what was discussed, so that they may have it for background information. One suggested that Seide would like to do a piece for Time on it. I doubt if we ought to give it to him, because he's likely to chop it up in any event. Maybe you can find somebody else who would do a better piece. As you recall, the press conference was at 10 o'clock Friday night. After the press conference, I had approximately 20 calls from VIPs, in addition to hundreds from others, which I, of course, could not take. I completed my calls, returning my calls, at approximately 2:15 in the morning. I then went to bed, slept soundly until shortly after 4 o'clock. When I woke up, I got up and went into the Lincoln sitting room and was listening to an Armony recording with Entremont at the piano, playing a Rachmaninoff number. Playing a Rachmaninoff album for piano and orchestra, period. Manolo apparently heard and came down to the Lincoln sitting room and asked if he could get me some coffee or hot chocolate or something else. I told him not, but that, then as I looked out at the window and saw the small knots of students begin to gather on the grounds of the Lincoln Memorial, of the Washington Monument, I asked him if he had ever been to the Lincoln Memorial at night. He said he had not. I told him that was the most striking. I said, get your clothes on and we'll go down to the Lincoln Memorial. Well, I got dressed and at approximately 4:35, we left the White House and drove to the Lincoln Memorial. I have never seen the Secret Service quite so petrified with apprehension. I insisted, however, that no press be informed and that nobody in our office be informed. Apparently, they disobeyed my instructions on the latter point because Bud Krog, I understand, and Ron Ziegler showed up toward the end of my meeting with students. Manoa and I got out of the car at approximately 4:40 and walked to the up the steps to the Lincoln statue. I showed him the great inscription above the statue and told him that that, along with the inscription over the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, was, in my opinion, the most moving sight in Washington. I then showed him the Gettysburg Address on the left and the Lincoln Second Inaugural on the right. Manolo was quite familiar with both. While he is a new citizen, he is deeply interested in American history and reads it at every opportunity. By this time, a few small groups of students had begun to congregate in the rotunda of the memorial. I walked over to a group of them and walked up to them and shook hands. They were not unfriendly. As a matter of fact, they seemed somewhat overawed. Of course, quite surprised. The first group that I was speaking to, when I first started to speak to the group, there were approximately 8 in it. I asked each of them where they were from and found that over half were from Upper New York State. At this point, all of them were boys, where were men. There were no women. To get the conversation going, I asked them how old they were, what they were studying, the usual questions. One of them asked how many had been to Washington before and found that over half the group had never been to Washington before. I said, well, I told them that it was a beautiful city, that I hoped that they enjoyed their visit there, that I wanted them, of course, to attend the anti-war demonstration, to listen to all the speakers, that I hoped they had the time to take a tour city and see some of the historical monuments. I told them that my favorite view of my favorite spot in all of Washington was right where we were standing, the Lincoln Memorial, at night. That I had not favorite spot in here at night for 10 years. That I'd come down here because I've been here at night. I wanted folks to attend to the next day to come down here because I wanted